This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Black holes, the cosmos, space and time travel, science and technology, brought to you by theoretical physicist, futurist, popularizer of science, and world-renowned author, Professor Michio Kaku,
and GCNLive.com.
This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. In this hour, we're going to talk about the impact of science and technology on your job. That's right. With us today is Mr. John Pugliano. He's the author of an exciting new book, The Robots Are Coming: A Human's Survival Guide to Profiting in the Age of Automation. So we're going to be talking about robots, automation, jobs. If you know somebody who's in college studying for a career, if you know a young person who's just dreaming about what they're going to be doing in the future, you may want to listen to this show, because we're going to be talking about how automation, robots, artificial intelligence are going to be affecting your job and the jobs of people around you. We should also point out that John Pugliano is the author of this book, The Robots Are Coming: A Human's Survival Guide to Profiting in the Age of Automation. We should point out that he has a master's in systems management from the University of Southern California and a BS in environmental science and engineering from Penn State. But before we begin, let me just say that if you want to find out more about Science Fantastic, go to my website. My website is mkaku.org, mkaku.org. Or go to my Twitter account or Facebook account. It's at Michio Kaku. On Facebook, we have 3 million fans on Facebook. On Twitter, 1 million people receive the tweets every week on Twitter. And if you go to my website, you'll see references to the 4 New York Times best-selling books that I've written. Books including The Future of the Mind, talking about how physics is teasing apart the nature of human thought, telepathy, telekinesis, recording a dream, things that were once considered impossible. Well, we physicists can do it. Also, Physics of the Impossible, talking about starships. One day will we explore the solar system and the neighboring stars. What about teleportation? What about all those things you see in Star Trek? Find out by getting a copy of that book, Physics of the Impossible. Well, once again, with us today is Mr. John Pugliano, author of the book, The Robots Are Coming, A Survival Guide. In other words, we're going to be talking about how you can prepare for the future of the job market. So, John, glad you could be on Science Fantastic.
Professor Kaku, it's a pleasure.
Okay, first question for you is, how did you, you're a money manager, you have, in fact, you're a host of the podcast, Wealth Stating Podcast, and you're an entrepreneur, and the question is, how did you get interested in automation, robots, and the job market?
Well, it's been a real circuitous path for me. I started out actually as a young kid, and I'm going to be 58 years old. So my journey in all this started, you know, about the time that computers were just starting to happen, and as a young kid in the late 1960s, learning about computers and automation, and as my career and my life progressed, I've spent the last 15 years or so just trying to understand the impacts of technology, and as far as the money manager side, I mean, that's how I make my living. I'm looking at this not from a scientific standpoint, but from an opportunity, how to make money, which companies to invest in. But this all started, you know, back in the 60s when computers were just becoming available, and I saw the whole impact of automation really taking place in the 1990s as I was in the industrial field. I worked for a lot of industrial companies, both in the U.S. And overseas, and I saw the migration of jobs that were being taken place, not only by outsourcing and exporting jobs overseas, but also a lot of jobs taken by automation. So it's actually been a lifelong fascination for me.
Okay, well, let's get right into the substance of your book. First of all, high school kids think that they can always get a job flipping hamburgers or pumping gas or doing kind of menial jobs. There's always jobs out there, they think to themselves. First of all, let's start with home. Is it possible that one day restaurants can be automated? Gas stations, well, they're partly automated already. But what are your thoughts about, well, the retail industry, about restaurants, about flipping hamburgers? Is there a future in those jobs? Break it down for us.
I don't think there is. I think the future for a lot of the lower-skilled jobs is rapidly going away. We've obviously seen it degrading for years, but all these fast food restaurants are obviously automating. Jobs like bank tellers and things, they've been around. They've been declining for a lot of years. When the ATMs first came out, they said, well, bank tellers were going to totally go away. These jobs never totally go away, but the growth rate for something like a bank teller over the last 20 years, I think it's had something like a 1 or 1% growth rate. So a very poor future for those lower skill type jobs. I think the overall service jobs, though, are going to be harder to replicate. For example, flipping a hamburger is not so hard for a computer to do, but engaging with a consumer, talking to the customer, that more customer-facing side of it is still going to be very important.
Aha. I think that's very important, and we'll elaborate on that in this interview. The fact that jobs that are repetitive, jobs that do the same motion over and over again, like flipping a hamburger, those jobs are going to be automated, but jobs that involve human interaction, robots can't do that. Robots cannot make you feel comfortable. They cannot make you laugh. You cannot pal with them. So you see, therefore, an opening there that jobs that involve human skills will survive. What are your thoughts?
Yes, absolutely. And let me regress here a little minute to the overall jobs. I also think that what you just mentioned about repetitive jobs, jobs that are very predictable, anything that can be reduced to an algorithm or a mathematical equation, that's not limited to low-skilled hamburger flipping jobs. And so I think where the real employment crisis is going to hit us in the next, is it 5 years, 10 years, 20 years, but in the future, when automation and artificial intelligence really starts to impact the job market, it's going to hit the white collar and the highly skilled jobs. Because, think of jobs, for example, like a physician. How much of that job is repetitive and is predictable? Simple diagnostics that, require a medical degree today, well, in the future, maybe you'll blow in your smartphone and it'll tell you you have strep throat. So that's where I think the big impact is going to be. High-skilled, highly compensated, white-collar workers could be very much impacted by this.
Now, in Japan, there are already restaurants that are totally automated. You sit down, a robot takes your order, or you simply punch it in to a laptop right there on your desk. And there's a chef that can make noodles in 1 minute and 29 seconds, because, of course, these motions are very repetitive. And you can even check into a hotel. The concierge is a robot. The robot picks up your luggage and drops it off at your room. Now, do you think this is an anomaly, that this is kind of a cute thing in Japan? Or you think that one day perhaps restaurants will be automated with robots, that one day hotels, the clerks, and the bellmen will be robots? Well, let's take a short commercial break. And after the break, we're going to continue a discussion of low-paying jobs, and then what about middlemen jobs? Once again, you are listening to Science Fantastic. Give us a call if you want to get on and ask a question. The number to call is 612-564-8135. Be the call letter to the radio station and the city you're calling from, and maybe you can get on Science Fantastic.
heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Brought to you by Professor Michio Kaku. This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. With us today is John Pugliano, and he's the author of a new book, The Robots Are Coming. This is not a doom and gloom kind of book. It's also a survival guide. It teaches you how to prepare. Prepare for the jobs of the future. The subtitle is A Human Survival Guide to Profiting in the Age of Automation. We should also point out that Mr. Pugliano is a money manager and host of a podcast, Wealth Steading, and he has a master's in systems management from the University of Southern California and a bachelor's in environmental science and engineering from Penn State. Well, where we last left off, we were talking about restaurants, but also even hospitals. Some people are saying that one day we'll have little robots running around giving medicines in hospitals. So what do you think's going to be the nature of a restaurant, a gas station, a hospital of the future? What will it look like?
Yeah, I definitely think all those repetitive jobs that can be easily reduced to an algorithm will be mechanized, will be automated. You mentioned restaurants and things in Japan. And I would encourage your listeners, if they want to get a better grasp on what's going to be happening in the United States in, say, the next 10 years, look to what's happening in Japan right now, because you're absolutely right. Not only are they automating their hotels and their restaurants, but also they're doing things like vertical indoor farming, the health care for their elderly. This is all being done by robotics. The Japanese obviously have a very thriving electronic and robotic type industry, so they're on the forefront of it from that aspect. They're also very much in touch with it because of the lower birth rates they have and their aging demographics, so they don't have as many either immigrants or, you know, younger teenagers to take these entry-level jobs, so they're creating the technology to make that happen, and they need people to care, or they need robots to care for their elderly. So definitely look to Japan, but I think what we're going to see in the future, whether it be a hotel, a restaurant, you know, even in your home, there's going to be much more robotics and artificial information, and it'll be as commonplace in the future as, you know, refrigerators and dishwashers and thermostats are in our homes today.
Okay, now let's talk about how humans can actually contribute and, in some sense, thrive in this kind of environment. Let's take a look at doctors, for example, like an X-ray technician. Today, robots can actually analyze X-rays better than a human. They can scan thousands of X-rays, pick out small little details that humans cannot. They could look at MRI scans and X-ray scans better than a human doctor. But the final call, many doctors believe, has to be done with a doctor. You don't want a robot making some stupid mistake just because it can analyze thousands of X-ray micrographs better than a human can. So life and death decisions, decisions that involve experience and know-how and savvy, those kinds of jobs are going to be open for doctors, but the day-to-day drudgery of going through X-rays will be automated. But what are your thoughts?
Yeah, I absolutely agree. And your example of the radiologist is a very good one, and there's many others we can come up with diagnostics in the medical industry and others. But keying in on what you said about the radiologist, an algorithm can miss something, or maybe the machine learning's wrong, or there's a glitch somewhere. But at the same time, you know, the doctor, did he get enough sleep the night before? You know, is he having a bad day? Does he miss something as well? So I would actually say that going forward, as that algorithm improves, we're going to see, you know, just like we've seen with chess matches where, you know, computers are able now to beat the best chess masters, we're going to see things like X-rays being better diagnosed by machine learning than by human. However, that doesn't mean that doctors won't be needed in medicine. That doesn't mean that humans won't be needed in medicine. My argument would be that better frees up the opportunity for doctors that can work directly with the patients, and they're not spending all their time in non-patient-facing type activities. And the reason that's so important, and I think going to be so beneficial to humanity, is that if you look at most of our diseases, you know, many of them are self-inflicted or as a result of our lifestyles. So is it better to have a very bright, intelligent physician spending his time diagnosing images of a cell and trying to determine if that's cancer, or is it better to have that doctor engaged with people, helping them live in better lifestyles, making better lifestyle, you know, choices, avoiding bad behaviors, things like smoking or other toxic elements in our environment. And so that's where I'm very hopeful. I think that we're gonna be able to diagnose things like cancer better because we have better diagnostics. And then those smart human beings are going to be able to take their talents and abilities and use that to help other people improve their lives.
In fact, I'm going to elaborate on that point in a minute when we talk about professors and lawyers. The fact that the day-to-day drudgery of going through thousands of X-rays will be done by robots. But when it comes to giving advice, giving experience, having somebody sit down with you to go over your health profile, tell you what's wrong, give you words of encouragement, tell you where you're slipping up, that's going to be done by a human doctor. So it seems to me that the drudgery of medical work, that'll be done by robots. Robots will administer drugs, for example, in a hospital. Day-to-day nursing chores will be done by robots. But higher level functions that have humans interact with another human, giving advice and experience, that'll be done by humans. What are your thoughts?
Absolutely, yes. You know, you go to a hospital, the drudgery work, changing the sheets, changing the bedpans, that's going to be done by automation. It'll be more sanitary. It'll be done at a lower cost. It'll be done more efficiently, and that'll free up the time for skilled workers, people like nurses, to be able to better interact with the patients. And, you know, you talk to anybody that goes to a hospital, if it comes out as a good experience, it's generally they'll say, I had a wonderful nurse. You know, they'll always talk about the quality of the nursing staff when they have a good experience. And I think that's where we're going to see the benefits to, again, not only the experience that people have, but the joy in work. I mean, would you rather go to work and empty bedpans, or would you rather go to work and help people improve their quality of life or help them with their health? And that's what nursing does.
Okay. Now, let's also talk about another high-end jobs, and that is lawyers. Some people think that the day-to-day drudgery of going through precedences and different kinds of laws in different states, the jobs that are done right now by paralegals, those jobs will be automated. Because robots could be search engines. They can look at precedents. They can look at previous cases much faster than a human can. But to argue before a jury, to argue before a judge, to be able to persuade people, to understand people's ethical feelings, that requires a human. So what are your thoughts about some of the jobs that are done by lawyers and paralegals? That'll be automated. But when it comes, once again, to the human touch, it'll be done by a human. What are your thoughts?
Absolutely, yes. Much of that paralegal work is already being farmed out to artificial intelligence. You know, pattern recognition, machine learning is able to go through these prior cases. And, I mean, the technology has gotten so good that it's really been able to paraphrase and pull out the right data that attorneys need, so that the paralegal is going away much the same as the old secretarial pool of the 1960s would have before we had word processing and things. But even the lawyers, there's a lot of much less demand for lawyers. The young law school students that came out of law school, you know, when they got their first jobs, they would have to do that grunt work to work their way up to be a partner in the firm. Well, less of that grunt work is needed. So, unfortunately, there's been a glut of attorneys, young attorneys anyways. However, as you did mention, though, that part about arguing the case, presenting things before the jury, or even elements like jury selection, I think that's really where the people that specialize in law are going to make their money and have their impact is not only being able to, you know, influence the jury and make the case to the judge, but being able to have that human intuition to select the right people to be on a jury, or to prove the right expert witnesses and things like that. That's the creative part. That's the essence that's really going to make up a good lawyer in the future.
Okay, let's take another short commercial break. Once again, you are listening to Science Fantastic. Give us a call, 612-564-8135 is the number to call. Leave your name, call letters at the radio station, if you're listening to one, and the city you're calling from, and ask that question, make that comment, and maybe you can get on 100 radio stations that carry Science Fantastic. So, give us a call.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
President Donald Trump signed Bibles at a church and took photos with tornado survivors during a tour of Lee County, Alabama, where 23 people were killed by storms last weekend. On a brief walking tour with some of the worst damage, Governor Kay Ivey expressed gratitude for the president's support.
He responded quite favorably, and so FEMA has been right on top of things from day one.
They have.
We're grateful.
President Trump on the survivors.
One woman lost 10 people in her family. Incredible woman. And I said, how did it go? She said, I lost 10. A couple of others lost 2 and 3. I've never seen anything like it.
Air Force Secretary Heather Wilson will resign at the end of May to take a job as president of the University of Texas at El Paso. Bill Shine, the former Fox News executive, resigned as White House communications director after being on that job for 8 months. He'll work on President Donald Trump's re-election campaign.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. In this hour, we're talking about the future of the job market. What jobs are going to flourish? What jobs are doomed for extinction? After all, we don't have blacksmiths anymore. We don't have wagon makers anymore. But no one cries over that either, because the wagon makers and the blacksmiths of old, they became automobile workers. So what's the future now of factory work? With us today to talk about all these things is John Pugliano. The book is called The Robots Are Coming. And it's not just a doom and gloom book, it's a survival guide. The subtitle is A Human's Survival Guide to Profiting in the Age of Automation. And we should also point out that John Pugliano is a money manager, and he hosts his own podcast, Wealth Steadying Podcast. Well, let's talk about my job. People ask me, Smarty Pants, what about your job? Will we have professors in the future? Already we have e-courses. That is, you can download courses from MIT professors right off the web. So you may say to yourself, well, why do we need a professor at all? Well, it seems to me that professors are needed for career guidance, for homework grading, for encouragement, to size up a student's ability and see what future holds for him. A real career guidance counselor is more and more what professors are going to become. Mentors rather than lecturers, because in the future, the internet will be, for example, in your contact lens. You'll simply blink and you'll see all the periodic chart elements. You'll see all the mathematical formulas right there in your contact lens. So who needs a professor? Well, you do. For career guidance, to explain things, to become a mentor. So it seems that professors are going to be less and less lecturers, because that'll be done by robots, and more mentors. But John, what are your thoughts about the teaching profession?
Yeah, I think the face of education is drastically going to change from you know, kindergarten all the way to master's and postdoctoral work is going to change rapidly because of not only the high cost, but also the improvement in technology. But I guess the important thing is to hone in on what you said. It doesn't mean that we're not going to have teachers and educators and professors and things, but they're going to be in a different role. There are going to be those great ones that do give fantastic lectures or presentations, and that will be automated or you know, filmed or whatever for people to study. But the role of teachers and educators and professors that actually work with the students to inspire them, to direct them, to really be their coach and their mentor. That's where I think the face of education is going to change, and it will become much more remote. You know, maybe you won't, as we're having this communication today. I mean, what's my opportunity to sit down with an amazing physicist? You know, I don't get to do this every day, but I can do this now because of, you know, voiceover technology on the internet and things, and be able to spend time with you. I think you're in New York, you know, I'm in Utah today. That type of thing is going to happen more of a relationship between students and their mentors or their educators. And I think it's going to be fascinating. I think the other thing that to really hone in on here is that the beauty of education is that it creates new things. It's exploratory. And that's what the educators are going to have a chance to do, is to specialize in their field of study and their field of interest, their expertise, to learn more about that, make more developments, more studying, more exploration will occur with the students, so it'll be more of a learning process for them, and then we'll have new products and new things will be created, new things will be discovered.
Okay, well, let's take another short commercial break, and after that, we're going to continue a discussion of jobs of the future. The robots are coming, and what are you going to do about it? So once again, give us a call at 612-564-8135. Ask that question that you've always wanted to ask, and maybe you can get on national radio. Give us a call, because this is Science Fantastic.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I helped thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Brought to you by Professor Michio Kaku. This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic. Our special guest today is John Pugliano, author of an exciting new book, The Robots Are Coming, A Human Survival Guide to Profiting in the Age of Automation. Well, let's talk about what robots cannot do. We talked about what robots can do better than humans, repetitive work, but we talked about one area, and that is the human touch. Robots cannot give career guidance. They cannot give personal advice. They cannot gossip with humans. That's one area. But there's also another area, and that's semi-skilled work. For example, robots can't fix a broken toilet. Robots cannot pick up garbage. Sanitation workers can do that much better than a robot. Robots cannot fix the electrical wiring in your house. They can't be carpenters, gardeners. Robots cannot solve a crime. Can you imagine a robot that can solve a murder mystery? So, what are your thoughts about semi-skilled jobs that are non-repetitive, jobs that do not require a PhD, but jobs that are essential for the day-to-day operation of our society, like plumbing? What are your thoughts?
Well, I think the service sector jobs are not going away. They're much harder to automate. And even though many of those will, you know, over time will change, modular housing may replace electricians actually coming to the job site and things. But still, the overall skills and service-type sectors are not going away. And it gets back to what we talked about earlier about they can't be necessarily reduced to an algorithm. They're much less predictable. I mean, you think about an electrician. If there's a lightning strike, you're going to need, even if you're sending out a robot at some point, but you're going to need a person to go out there and fix it. You don't know where the lightning is going to strike. You don't know where the squirrel is going to chew through some, electrical wiring somewhere. So the things that are unpredictable, the things that we can't measure, the things that we don't know that are going to happen, that we can't predict, those are still going to need humans to be able to respond to. You know, are we going to need doctors to diagnose ear infections? Maybe not. But we're going to need doctors in emergency rooms to fix broken arms because people are always going to break their arms. So, yes, you know, the sinks are going to get clogged. We're going to need plumbers. We're going to need electricians. We're going to need social workers. You know, crimes may, the automation of solving crimes actually may get much easier because of all the sensors and facial recognition software and forensic evidence and things. However, you're still, you know, that doesn't mean we're going to get rid of criminals. And so we're still going to have to rehabilitate those criminals. We're going to need social workers and parole officers and people like that to bring down the recidivism rate on crime. So I think what you can call the softer skills or the semi-skilled jobs are definitely not going away, specifically when they're service-oriented. And I would encourage people to use technology to help them to be better at those jobs. You know, things like woodworking. You can have routers and 3D printers and things like that that can help you build things better, but you're still going to need the human to program that and to design it and to make furniture or other things that people want to buy. You know, it comes down to that creativity.
And we've been brainwashed by Hollywood to think about RoboCop and RoboSoldier, that one day the battlefield will be automated by these mechanical robots like the Terminator robot. But isn't it true that there's no such thing as a robot soldier, a robot cop? I mean, robots do things that are repetitive, but sizing up a crime, analyzing a crime scene, figuring out the motive of the criminal, putting all the pieces together, I mean, isn't that way beyond the capabilities of robots?
I think it is. The more complicated parts of human nature and human interaction, we just can't predict them, and that's the beauty of being a human. You think about a criminal. Criminals are smart, and they're always thinking of a new way to create a new crime. So once we automate one aspect of criminology, smart criminals will just find a different way to do it. That's why we have the problems that we do with cybersecurity. And you know, if I was going to recommend a field for young aspiring people, my top career would be study cybersecurity. That's going to be a field that is going to be in demand long into the future, and it's never going to be fully automated because, you know, criminals are smart people and they're always thinking of a different way to game the system. And so you need the creativity on the other side to counteract that.
Let's take another short commercial break. Once again, you are listening to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Give us a call. The hotline number is 612-564-8135. And the book is called The Robots Are Coming. Stay tuned as we continue discussion of the jobs of the future.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, Do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. John Pugliano is our guest today. He's a money manager, also host of a podcast, Wealth Steadying Podcast, but he's the author of a new book, The Robots Are Coming. It's not a doom and gloom book because it gives you a guide, a survival guide to those jobs that are going to flourish in the future. The subtitle is A Human's Survival Guide to Profiting in the Age of Automation. Well, John, we talked about two things that robots cannot do very well. One is the human interaction, becoming a mentor, career guidance, counselor, using human experience to interact with other humans. Second, we talked about non-repetitive work, gardening, plumbing, electricians, carpentry. Robots can't do any of that. But isn't there a third category? And that third category is, well, intellectual capital. That is innovation, leadership, creativity, planning. Isn't it true that rock and roll, for example, generates more revenue for England than the coal mining industry? Tony Blair likes to mention that fact, given the fact that coal mining has become more commonplace, mass-produced, prices have dropped. Well, rock and roll, that's a product of the mind. Creativity, robots can't do that. You can't have the next novelist or the next movie star or the next writer all of a sudden dominate the stage, and they're robots. We're not there yet. So what about the third category? That is the mind, intellectual capital involving creativity. What are your thoughts about robots, and can they one day perhaps rival us in creativity? But for the moment, aren't those jobs pretty secure?
Yeah, for the long-term future, I think creativity is going to be a human domain. Computers, algorithms, artificial intelligence, they're all very good at machine, you know, what we call machine learning. It's pattern recognition. So they can recognize patterns, but they can't necessarily create new patterns. And that's the amazing part of our human mind. And I would really... It kind of goes back to our discussion on education. I'd define this as the difference between knowledge and wisdom. And, you know, computers can have a lot of knowledge. We're gonna take the, you know, all the encyclopedic type data that we have and put it into the cloud and big data, and we'll have all that knowledge. But you still need the creativity and the wisdom of a human to use that knowledge to create new products, new services, to interpret it in a different way. You know, you think with the limitations of the computer are the fact of what they've been programmed with. And, you know, in your field of physics, and I can't speak much to this, but, you know, something like Newtonian physics, back when we thought the world just existed in that kind of type of a paradigm, we were programmed to think that way. And so if you were building a program back then, you would have programmed it with Newtonian physics. Well, what happens when you have new theories? They're invented by, you know, humans, and we make new discoveries. We have, you know, Einstein's principles, or we come up with relativity or string theory, all these different ways of looking at the universe that weren't programmed into the old system. The machine will eventually learn that, but They are not developing it. They're not creating it on their own. We need that wisdom to come from humans.
Right. And now some people come up to me and they say, Professor, won't you be replaced by a computer? I mean, computers can do math. Computers can do math better than a scientist or a human. So won't scientists be pushed out by computers? And the answer is no. A computer is an adding machine. A very sophisticated adding machine. It doesn't think. It doesn't create new ideas. It doesn't strategize. It doesn't simulate the future. No, it's an adding machine. And so physicists aren't going to be replaced by robots anytime soon at all. But of course, we have this this image that computers can do everything. But computers are adding machines. Now, let me ask you a question. Let's say we have a stockbroker, and a stockbroker is a middleman. Middleman work can be done by outsourced to computers. But stockbrokers today, don't they give something that robots cannot give? I mean, why do you go to a stockbroker when you can buy stocks on your wristwatch? You go to a stockbroker for experience, for know-how, creativity, savvy, sizing up the market. Things that robots cannot do, because robots are adding machines. They're just simple algorithms. So, in your opinion, do you think, therefore, that if you are a middleman, like a stockbroker, you have to add something new to your profession, or else you will be replaced by a computer? What are your thoughts?
Yes, I think the middleman jobs are going away, and robo-advisors now are replacing financial advisors. Mid-level managers are more and more being replaced by enterprise software, you know, things like Salesforce.com and Oracle systems, SAS-type systems. So those mid-level manager functions are going away. The simple reporting and accounting and, as you mentioned, like the adding machine, a computer can do that. We don't need a human to do it. We don't need a human to simply make stock transactions or things like that. So those jobs will go away. But where the creativity lies in those type employees that can do new things. So, for example, if you're in the money field like I am, you know, I don't make my living because I can simply recommend stocks to someone or make a transaction. It's because I can help people understand where the money flow is going to take place, and it's constantly changing. And you can help people, you know, whether what level middleman you're at, to be able to it's more of a teaching facility than it is a transactional facility. The transactions will be done by the robots. The teaching, the mentoring, the creativity, finding new opportunities, that'll be done by the humans.
Okay, well, John, thank you so much for being on Science Fantastic. Once again, if you want to get on Science Fantastic, give us a call. The hotline number is 612-564-8135. Leave your name, call letters of the radio station you're listening to, if you're listening to one, and the city you're calling from, and then ask that question, and maybe you can get on Science Fantastic. And once again, our special guest today has been John Pugliano. The book is a great book. It's called The Robots Are Coming.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.